here's a story from the world.
It's warming. It's us. We're sure. It's bad, but we can fix it. Three syllables shy of a haiku about climate change, it is, however, the mantra of our next guest, Kim Nicholas, today on The Big Fix.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Kim Nicholas is a climate scientist at Lund University in Sweden. She's got a new book out this week that aims to help people understand where they fit in solving the climate crisis. The book is called Under the Sky We Make. Kim, tell me more about the mantra that I just read. When do you say it? How often? And why do you say it?
So this is a phrase that I've been using for over a decade now in my teaching. It helps us orient because this is what science shows actually people need to know in order to both support more ambitious climate policy and make changes in our own lives.
In your book, you outline the five stages of climate acceptance. What are those and what inspired you to think about acceptance as a necessary step?
So I talk about the five stages of radical climate acceptance, which are ignorance, avoidance, doom, all the feels, and purpose. And that's based on both my experience and on research from psychology. What I've seen is that people can get really stuck in the first stages of either not knowing about the problem or knowing about it and being afraid to confront it or face it. I think the feelings there are really at the heart of that, and going from what we know about the facts to experiencing all these feelings, and including grief and rage and anger, and harness those feelings for action and actually stabilizing the climate.
We also know the effects of climate change do not impact everyone equally. We've reported that on the show quite a bit. And crucially, some of us are more guilty than others for causing the climate crisis, whether we know it or not. Who are the climate privileged, and how do you encourage people to confront their climate privilege, shall we say?
Well, I am one of the climate privileged, and that was something that has taken me some time to realize and kind of acknowledge, because about 10% of the global population are responsible for almost half of household climate pollution. It's those who have incomes over about $38,000 a year that are in the top 10% of income globally. And the more income you earn, the higher your climate pollution tends to be.
Is it about flying in planes or food or in particular driving habits?
So our research has shown that the three highest impact personal climate actions that someone can take to quickly cut their own climate pollution are to go flight, car, and meat free. Any reduction you can make in those three areas makes a really big and important difference for the climate.
Kim, I'm curious about your own journey to confronting your own contribution to the problem. Was it facing these statistics about personal carbon budgets, or was it another aha moment?
Well, maybe the biggest one for me was flying. I mean, I'm a recovering frequent flyer. So in 2010, I took 15 round-trip flights. And that definitely put me in this tiny group of the 1% of the population that does half of the flying and half of emissions from flying. But once I decided to stop flying within Europe, adventure and romance actually followed from that. So I met my husband in 2016, and we ended up basically having a wedding by train, where he comes from Canada, I come from California, we have friends and family all over. But instead of asking them all to fly to us for one wedding, we went to them by train. Almost no one else had to travel, and we went by train between them. But yeah, it was really lovely.
So Kim, I'm intrigued. You started a Spotify playlist called If My Book Were Music. Is there a song on there that you feel captures the mood of Under the Sky We Make?
I tried to capture the feeling of each chapter in a song, and at least something about the feeling that it gave me. So I think a song that really speaks to me is Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine. To me, that song is about daring to be yourself in the face of challenge and to persevere, to not give up, and to help each other out through tough times. So I've found that really helpful, and I would love if my book played that role for some readers.
We are shaking it out with Kim Nicholas, a climate scientist at Lund University in Sweden. Her book, Under the Sky We Make, is out this week. Kim, thank you very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much, Marco.